When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yes, guys. Welcome to the Gianni Battici team selection for game week 36. Yeah, that's right. Just three game weeks remaining now, whether you like it or not. So I'm guessing many of you are thinking, oh, I'm going to miss FPL. Only 3 weeks, how am I going to claw that back in my mini leagues? And others might be thinking, oh, perhaps I'm due a rest. And it's a good time to be having a kind of month or so without the game that we love so very much. Which one am I? I think I'm ready for a break, but that's probably because I'm on red arrows and have a rubbish rank at the moment. But if you are the former and you're thinking, I'm enjoying it, I don't need to stop, or I'm really motivated by my mini leagues because it's so touch and go, the good news is in the three game weeks left, we still have lots to play for in terms of big swings. We saw the week just gone, so many goal scorers who are just 1% owned, 0.5% owned. So many big point scorers this week of FPL assets that no one's really got. So what does that show us? Well, actually, maybe we can think a little bit differently. Maybe there's some big score lines in some games and from some teams that we're not used to perhaps considering and looking at. You know, Fulham 5, or was it 4? I think it was 5. Teams scoring a lot of goals. So definitely worth taking note there. But also, I think you can probably look at it and go, we've got double game weeks. Still got quite a lot of double game weeks. We're not quite used to that. Double game week in 36 is obviously just Newcastle and just Brighton. But then 37's juicy. And then 38 final day is single game week. But, you know, anything can happen on that final day. So without further ado, let's have a look and see how I got on in the game week just gone. You can see the red arrow on screen for those watching, for those listening. I've had a small red arrow, but I've struggled to make gains in the last few weeks, and many of our teams are all very samey. And I think in a game when we're all captaining the same player most weeks, it's difficult to have those big greens or even big reds. There's a safety net, a comfort blanket, if you like, by captaining Haaland each week. Has he made the game more fun? Probably not. Will it be a different story next season? Probably, because Haaland's going to be super expensive. Now, I'm sure many of us watching go, don't care how much he is, I'm going to buy him. And I'll be in that camp, right? If he was 14 million or 14.5, which I think is the record, I'm still buying Haaland next year if he's fit, right? But it does then mean perhaps some of our other players, we need to shop around a little bit more. You might have that Fulham player that goes and scores in a five-goal game, rather than all of our differentials or our lower-priced players, I should say, all being the same. So it'll be more exciting, I'm sure, with the pricing next year. But yeah, Haaland, he's been our captain every week pretty much, in if there's been no double sniffing around. And with that, you struggle to see the gains. But fair play for those that went Salah this week, went against him, 20 points for Salah. Haaland, obviously, with the four for those that captain. But let's have a look, see how I got on. I'll read my team from the top. So we have De Gea in goal. Nightmares for De Gea. Such a bad error. I don't mind the about him really conceding because lots have had Luke Shaw. So we're in the same camp there. No clean sheet. Three for De Gea. Chilwell with two, who went off with, I think, a hamstring injury. Doesn't look great for him, especially with a double round the corner, which is the only reason he's still in my team. Trent with seven, of course, delivering on all fronts. Estupinan with zero was disappointing for owners, but at least he outperformed Steele for those that have got the Brighton keeper, who have, of course, got the own goal. Trippier with one. So that was my back four. Solly March with 1 point. Yeah, another hammy. Matoma with five. Salah, 10. Rashford, 2. Wilson, 2, who was my transfer in, Callum Wilson. So I was delighted to see him start. And then Haaland with 4. Kepa on the bench with 3. So there we go. Headlines, and look, let's talk about the teams returning, the players returning. Many of us this week only had a team with either 1, 2, or 3 players returning, and a lot of those were Liverpool players. So Trent, first and foremost, 7 again. I think that's his second consecutive 7-pointer. He's cooking. He's looking really good. This new role is brilliant. You might think in a new role, in sort of a fairly defensive midfield role, often you'd think, oh, that's not great. That's not great for a normal midfield, a normal fullback going into that role. I think, actually, the assist rate would be lowered. But actually, what we've seen with Trent in this role is his assist rate hasn't dipped. If anything, his goal threat has increased and his XGI in general looks a little bit more threatening in terms of open play. Because with Trent, we've always had that set-piece threat, haven't we? But he now looks like a goal threat, which is really nice to see. He's had a few shots recently, hasn't scored yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if he scores between now and the run-in. He's finding himself on the edge of the box a lot, and he's not afraid to hit it. And we know he hits the ball so well, but we've only ever really seen Trent as a kind of goal threat from direct free kicks. Well, now maybe that's changing. And then the assist threat is still there. He's obviously, his delivery isn't from wide areas anymore, and crosses into the box are lower, but he can also see that sort of Kevin De Bruyne style through ball or that crossfield. Very few deliver in this league like Trent. I would say he's, in terms of creative source, he's top two still, isn't he? Like, Kevin De Bruyne is number one, Trent number two. Different positions, even when Trent is in the midfield, because he's deeper than KDB. But in terms of that creative element and those chances produced, which really helps you in your bonus point system as well, Trent is up there, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him stay in this role even next year. Liverpool shopping for midfielders. It's like, maybe you should be shopping for a right back. So I think he's been awesome, and I think Trent is a really interesting one this week because I'm seeing him on a lot of benches for game week 36. Don't do it. Don't do it. I can't bench Trent. He's got a 15-pointer in him anytime at the moment, the way he's playing. And he goes away to Leicester. Sure, Leicester could score at home, but you wouldn't be surprised if they didn't because they're rubbish at the moment. But even if they do score, Trent attacking returns are just there. Trent, great to see playing so well at the moment. But Mo Salah, like, yeah, he's relying on, he missed two penalties, didn't he? You know, he's just scored two. And that's always been the appeal with penalty takers, and that's why we back them. But Salah is playing fairly well, and obviously the goal at the weekend, not a penalty. I think the two game goals before that perhaps were, but the tap in, he looks good. Is he back to his best? No. Are Liverpool firing on all fronts? Probably not. But they're playing well enough to suggest that they're going to win every game between now and the end of the season. They still back themselves for top four. And it's in reach because Newcastle are dropping points, Man United are dropping points. And yeah, there's only 3 games left, but they're 3 huge games for Jurgen Klopp. And Mo Salah and Trent are the guys you expect to see step up. So it's Leicester away, Villa at home, Southampton away. For me, that's 3 wins, 9 points, and plenty of Salah points in there too. So it'll be interesting if many look to switch Salah to, say, Bruno in 37, because Bruno, of course, doubles. But I don't think I'd be happy with that move. Salah plays Aston Villa at home that week. Villa haven't looked great of late. So that's where we are with our Liverpool players. Definitely be holding them. We should talk a little bit about Brighton. Matoma with points. Well done to McAllister owners. And many have said, look, many non-McAllister, salty non-McAllister owners were like, oh, such a lucky goal, such a jammy goal. And yeah, it was. But don't forget, a few minutes before that, he had a header which was unbelievably saved by Jordan Pickford. Cracking save. I give Pickford a lot of stick, but he played so well against Brighton. McAllister had his chances. McAllister was due. He deserved that. And fair play to owners. And look, for all those moaning about McAllister getting points, you're probably about to buy him, aren't you? Because you've probably therefore got Solly March. If you've got Solly March, the easiest transfer at the moment for those that own March, for myself included, is March to McAllister. I wonder if there's something more creative we can do with that spot. I'll talk about that in a sec. So that's where I am with Brighton. I think still maybe had the highest XG of all teams over the weekend. Something like that. Despite getting absolutely annihilated by Everton. The fixtures for Brighton now, of course they do double-double, and we like that. It's still five fixtures. It's Arsenal, it's Newcastle in the double. And then it's Southampton, City and Villa. Meh, I don't know what to make of that. I don't know what to make of Brighton. They could beat anyone on their day, couldn't they? Elsewhere, we should talk a little bit about Man United assets. Rashford, for me, doesn't quite look as sharp as he did pre-injury. But United aren't clicking. United's away form is absolutely dreadful. We know at Old Trafford, they'll win most of their games. If not, you know, we back them. For the running, they've got Wolves this weekend at Old Trafford. They'll win that. They've got Chelsea and Fulham at Old Trafford. The good news is, from the four games remaining, three of them at Old Trafford, that Bournemouth away fixture ain't a gimme, because United are just so bad on the road. But look, if you own De Gea or Shaw or Rashford or Bruno, of course you're sitting pretty and you're sticking with them, because you're about to have a home fixture against Wolves and then you've got a double game week. And many of us will be shopping for that third Man United asset in 37. I would love Bruno. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to him because I don't think I'm willing to sell Salah. And I don't want to sell Grealish because, of course, he doubles two in 37. So the very likely scenario for me will be that I go double United defence. And I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. It's not ideal. It's not optimal for me. I think Bruno, Rashford and then Shaw probably is the dream three. But I think I'd settle there. Let's talk finally about Newcastle attack. The world and their dog were very happy to tell me on FPL Twitter that Callum and Wilson and Isak won't start together. Well, they did. Which is why I bought Wilson, because I thought they would. I thought they might. I thought with the Sean Longstaff injury, and I went through all the training photos on Friday to see he hadn't trained, and Howard said he was sort of close to being involved. The Longstaff injury meant Joel Linton played in the midfield three with Willock, with Bruno Guimarães. That then means Joel Linton isn't playing wide left. And with Saint-Maximin only just back training, and he was due to feature but probably not start, Mr. Sick Note himself, Joel Linton weren't going to play wide left. Saint-Max wasn't going to go and play wide left. I just felt like it was time to see Isak wide left, knowing that we've seen some good second half performances where Wilson and Isak have played it on the pitch together and it had worked really well, especially in the game week 34 when Wilson came on at half time and scored a couple and Isak looked brilliant as a provider. So they went into game week 35 with them both playing. Did the experiment work? It's so hard to say. We can't judge them on one performance. If that handball is appeal is given as a penalty in the first 10 minutes and Callum Wilson scores and penalty goes in and we're 10-0 up and Newcastle are winning 1-0. Sorry, 10 minutes in, Newcastle winning 1-0. It's a very different narrative. That game can finish 1-0 or who knows, but you could be there thinking, oh yeah, this is great. Newcastle experiment massively worked because we won 1-0, Wilson scored a penalty, whatever. Fine margins, because now the narrative might be, oh, the experiment didn't work. Did we see enough to suggest it was a great shout? I don't know. It's hard to tell. They're playing Arsenal, one of the two best teams in the league. Really difficult. I hope that experiment continues versus Leeds. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe he goes back to one up top. But I'd like to think Eddie Howe gives it a little bit more time. The double game week fixtures for Newcastle. It's Leeds and it's Brighton. Many will be targeting Isak or Wilson this week. I do think Isak starts both. I do think Wilson has a chance of only starting one. You might get 120 minutes. Or no, you might get 100 minutes of Wilson. You might get 150 to 180 of Isak. That doesn't necessarily mean Isak's the best buy this week, though. I still like Wilson's numbers. And if you are a subscriber to Fantasy Football Scout, check out the members area. Go and compare the numbers in the last few weeks, just consider, yes, Wilson's had fewer minutes. I think he's only had three starts in the last seven game weeks compared to Isak's, like, I don't know, six starts. But just look at the shots, look at the XG, look at the goals. Wilson's the man if he's getting minutes, in my opinion. So it'll be an interesting one this week because there'll be FPL managers that want to go safe and go Isak, and there'll be FPL managers that perhaps risk reward for them would be their risk appetite is slightly higher. End of the season, let's go Hail Mary, let's go Callum Wilson. I think that's where I was at last week. So that's my take on Newcastle. Look, many might go triple defence. I'll be double defence. There'll be some that go, I'm not sure which forward. It's easier for my team just to go, I own Chilwell, he's injured, I'm just going to buy a third defender. Or I'm going to buy Pope or whatever. I don't hate that either. But for me, if we're looking at captaincy candidates this week, there's a chance many of us will want that Newcastle forward as our captain, therefore more reason to buy them. Let's move on and see how I'm set up for the double that I'm speaking about. At the moment, I've Trent on the bench. I'm going to change that. Let me run through my team. De Gea in goal over Kepa. The back three all on double game week. Botman, Estupiñán, and Trippier. I've got Grealish in the midfield with March, Matoma, Salah and Rashford. March won't play, I don't think. Look like a hamstring. And then Wilson and Haaland up front. At the moment, I've got Trent benched against Leicester. Trent will be in the 11. I will happily pay Trent instead of Grealish. I could play him instead of March if I don't make a transfer. But I'm very likely to make a transfer. I think I'd even possibly consider Trent over Estupiñán, even though he's got the double. I don't know. Trent's going to be in my 11. And yeah, Grealish with a heavy heart might have to bench. March replacements, for me, I think I'll be going with... I'll be going boring. I'll be going McAllister. I can't ignore the double-double. I've got money. I've got, I think, 2.2 in the bank here. Unfortunately, I can't quite stretch to Hakpo. 7.7 million, 6.2%. I think he could have been a really nice option. And we are always blinkered by the double, but there are some good single game week candidates. And you might argue a Jack Grealish or a Hakpo is the two of them. And I love targeting Leicester at the moment. And I love a third Liverpool asset. I can't reach Hakpo. I'll probably go McAllister. But as I mentioned, Trent will be in the 11. Captaincy is an interesting one. At the moment, I've got it on Wilson. That could change to Matoma. That could change to McAllister. It's not going to be a defender. But it could even be a Haaland or a Salah. I am not ruling out single game week candidates for captaincy this week. I'll see how Haaland gets on in the Champions League. The turnaround between the Real Madrid games is great. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday, rather than say the Milan derby. Which is the Wednesday, Tuesday, so 6 days rather than 8 days. With it being 8 days, the Premier League fixture wedged between Everton at home for City, sorry, Everton away. Fortunately, short journey time there, which is useful for them. I think we'll be fine for Haaland starts. I think we'll be okay there. But yeah, let's see how he looks against Real Madrid. If he goes and scores a hat-trick, you're going to be like, just captain him, game week 36. I'm not overly confident. Like, yeah, I could go, I'll go, Wilson's got two games. Wilson might only get 100 minutes. So Haaland might get 90. So don't be pure. Look, Isak, if you're going to captain, you go, okay, I'm going to get 160 minutes. I get it. But someone like Wilson, who's not guaranteed to even start both games, I can definitely consider a Salah or a Haaland. And I'm not even sure which one of those I prefer. Salah, we know, is getting 90. There's a safety net there. There's a comfort there. Haaland, we don't. I might be at that game, though. Liverpool. Leicester are my local team. I've got a friend that's got a season ticket, and his brother has stopped going because it's been so bad. So he asked me to go along quite often, which has been great. But yeah, that could be quite cool. End the season. Salah captain differential. Maybe I'll consider it. Oh, I will consider it. Maybe I'll go there. There we go, guys. I think that's all we got time for this week. Thank you for watching. And sorry, it's just me this week. It was me and Seb back together last week, which was loads of fun. And I'm sure Seb and I will be back again next week and hopefully every week for the run-in now. But if you've enjoyed this series of my team reveal, then please do show your appreciation by hitting that like button, drop a comment. And of course, you can subscribe to the channel. I mentioned the Scout members area as well earlier. Do check that out. Like, I'm guessing many of you are already members. But if you're not, like, it's a small amount of money to pay for a huge amount of data that you have access to over the course of a 12-month period. Definitely worth doing, in my opinion. Guys, thank you for watching. I'll be back next week. May your arrows be green. Good luck this game week. At least there's going to be some different captain options, which will be fun in itself, I hope. Go well, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.